Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. 11-0 Indians, bottom of the sixth. McKenzie rocks and fires. A swing and a miss. Got him to chase. The breaking ball down and in. McKenzie strikes out Reyes, his seventh strikeout. He's got a perfect game through six. The pitch. A swing and a line drive, base hit right field. Harold Castro breaks up the perfect game with a two-out single to right.
What did you say to yourself when you realized that he had gotten the hit?
I should have made a better pitch.
There you go. Good words from Tristan McKenzie yesterday. A lot of hits from the Indians, runs, and good innings from our young pitcher. Here to talk about Indians baseball, Bob DiBiase of the Tribe, brought to you by your Northridge Convenience in Elko at Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Right? That's the pitch. Always should have thrown a better pitch. That's what he's thinking of yesterday. What an outing yesterday, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, gentlemen. What a fun day in Comerica Park. Tribe obviously scores a ton of runs. You've got a little history, hopefully, on our side, certainly on their side, with Miguel Cabrera just one homer away from number 500. So lots going on in a ball game on a Sunday afternoon in Detroit. Tristan had never thrown more than, 90 pitches or so in a start. The longest he'd ever gone was he actually never completed seven innings. So this was something special, obviously, for the young man. Boy, it would have been fun to see him get through that eighth and ninth inning, but it just shows you how difficult that is.
Well, right. No matter where it is, there's, it's just you have so many outs to go, and you do your best, and everybody out there is kind of excited. I was tuning in at that time. I kind of picked it up right about the sixth or seventh, and it's one of those things where you're like, I'm stuck in the car. I'm not going anywhere until yeah, this is over.
Exactly. I had my earphones in, cutting the grass during the whole game. Had the radio on in the garage and the radio on in the kitchen. So my wife and I are superstitious. So that I had completed the grass and yard work, but I couldn't. Even though I was sitting out on the back deck, there's no way I was turning the radio off in the garage. That was still blaring. Yeah, you have to, be a little superstitious in those scenarios. So, but what a month this young man has had. Just the growth and development of Tristan is so wonderful to see. The ups and downs. We've talked about it, that, with the youngest team in baseball, we were going to see peaks and valleys, and the growth and development of our young players. And, Tristan's a perfect example of that. To see him this last month just look so much in command and, as in his words, very comfortable on the mound. Number one draft pick out of high school in Florida. And, it takes a while to get to this level where you do feel comfortable, and it's fun to watch his growth and development.
What does Quantrill feel now that he's given the ball for the next day? Okay, now your turn, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's his turn tonight in Minnesota when we start a three-game series before we come home. Cal's been pitching terrific as well over the last month and some. So, Austin Hedges said it last night in the post game about how many great arms this team has. We obviously Bieber, Savale, who are both starting to get a little bit closer to rejoining us tomorrow. Shane will have another bullpen session. He threw one bullpen session already, throwing nothing but fastballs. He'll probably do that again tomorrow. So he's a little bit of ways away. Mr. Savale is doing a two-inning simulated game over at Lake County. That'll be his second. So he's getting a little bit closer, but the strength of this franchise the last decade or so has been pitching, and certainly we've seen the growth and development of some of our young guys to go along with the, you know, Beaver, Savali, Plesac. So we feel pretty good about things as we would head into a 2022 baseball season.
And Bob, it seems like every now and then another player sort of out of the blue pops up and contributes. Ernie Clement had a pretty nice weekend too.
Yes, he did. You know, here's a guy, I think, what, 3 home runs total in his minor league career. And then he goes and hits 2 in one game in the big leagues. Just shows you, you know, when you put a good swing on a ball, you know, some wonderful things will happen. He's not a home run hitter. It was funny. One of the first things out of DeMarlo Hale, our acting manager, said was, I hope he doesn't think he's a home run hitter now that he changes his swing. Big smile on his face as he was rounding the bases Friday night in that win, for sure.
Just like a little leaguer. Oh, speaking of which, coming up on Sunday, we talked a little bit with Rosie last week about this, I guess, a home game in Williamsport.
Yeah, you know, that's fun. You know, we get to do that with the Los Angeles Angels, obviously the star of the show. Will be Shohei Ohtani, as it should be, as he's doing things in our game that haven't been done in 100 years. So that's pretty darn special. But we have a 9-game, 3-team homestand starting on Friday night, with one of those games being played, the Sunday game, as you indicated, being played in Williamsport. Coming off the heels of the Field of Dreams, Chicago White Sox Yankees game that was on Fox. And don't know if you gentlemen had an opportunity to tune into that, but that was just incredibly awesome. What a remarkable evening for the game of baseball. Fox did a phenomenal job of, you know, playing off the movie and Kevin Costner being there, and just a wonderful, wonderful day and an incredible ball game on top of it all. And we get to follow that up playing ball in Williamsport, where they play the Little League World Series, of course.
Bob, before we turn you loose, maybe talk a little bit about the Rocky Colavito statue in Little Italy.
Yes, that was such a special, special day. The adoration people have for this man, you know, who last played for the Cleveland Indians in the 60s, it's just remarkable. And I think it has to do with the fact that Rocky always had the fans first in his mindset as a professional athlete. He shaped many of our childhoods, of our generation. You know, I had the honor and privilege to be the master of ceremonies of that unveiling ceremony. And one of the things I did talk about was that what he did on a baseball diamond, we did as little leaguers all around the sand lots of Northeast Ohio. We sprinted out to our position. And then after the third out, we sprint back into the bench as Rocky did, as he always hustled. And then we imitated his batting routine of kneeling on the on-deck circle and then putting the bat over his shoulders and then pointing the bat at the pitcher. His routine was our routine. And he was just so overwhelmed. And, you know, one of the funny things he said was, you know, I played, 14 years in the big leagues for 6 teams, and I should have only played for one, because that Frank Lane should never have traded me. So we celebrated the unveiling on his 88th birthday, and to this day he has an incredible disdain for Trader Lane.
Bob DiBiasio joining us this morning, talking Indians baseball. Again, the Tribe back in action tonight against Minnesota. We'll have it on the air. 7:35 is the warm-up, first pitch after 8 o'clock. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. Speak again with you next Monday.